When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Susanna, not a real name,
right,
wrote to us, my husband and I have 2 kids, 5 and 3.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about having a third kid, but he says he just wants to stop at 2. He even volunteered to get a vasectomy.
Mm.
Now, we've had the same conversation a few times, but have never committed to a final answer. Well, just recently I found out that he went behind my back and got a vasectomy.
Okay.
I can't begin to tell you how upset I was over this.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe he thought I wouldn't find out. I open the mail and do most of our bills. I was so upset that I took the kids to my mom and dad's place for about a week. He said he's sorry, but that he really doesn't want to have any more kids.
Mm-hmm.
So not only am I depressed he made that final decision, but I feel beyond betrayed he did it without telling me.
Mm.
I love him, but I don't know how to get over this intense resentment.
Mm. You know, when I think about this, my brain immediately goes to that scene in The Office where Michael Scott talks about this exact same thing, played by Steve Carell.
I said that I wanted to have kids, and you said that you wanted me to have a vasectomy. What did I do? And then, when you said that you might want to have kids, and I wasn't so sure, who had the vasectomy reversed? And then when you said you definitely didn't want to have kids, who had it reversed back? Snip, snap, snip, snap, snip, snap. I did.
Oh, wow. Why is it that we so commonly refer back to The Office?
I don't know. It's my go-to. I don't know. It's my go-to. You know, I get that that is a huge decision to make. They are reversible, but it doesn't sound like he wants to do any of that.
No, and he made that clear the times that they talked about it, and maybe she thought they never committed to a final answer, but in his mind, they did, which, you know, could be just basic miscommunication about it. But then the fact that he didn't be like, oh, hey, remember we were talking about the vasectomy? I set an appointment. Like the fact he didn't even like say anything
like
about
up.
It. That's kind of a big procedure to have without giving your spouse the heads up. So that kind of makes me think, well, he knew she wouldn't be okay with it, so he decided, I'm just going to go ahead and take care of it.
Well, she could just go get pregnant by someone else. She really wants to.
Listen, why are you suggesting that? A lot of people pointed out that he was probably trying to avoid her getting pregnant to go ahead and trap them into having a third child.
Wow. Okay, and then if you're thinking about this is the relationship you're in.
Yeah.
Is that healthy?
Yeah, no, that's the thing, is I think we need to get some professional therapy to try to figure out how to reach compromises on these very big issues. Jennifer says, I don't think it's really about the kids. I think it's more about making a huge decision that impacts your partner and keeping it a secret.
Yeah.
And she only found out about it because she opened the mail. He broke her trust, sees it as a betrayal.
I see that, for sure.
And obviously he is feeling some sort of way about the relationship that he feels like he needs to keep that a secret.
All right, if you've been in this situation or something similar to that, or you want to chime in, 502-571-9970. Would love to hear your thoughts on this, because that's what group therapy is all about here on 99.7 DJX. Man, this is one of those group therapies that you're just like,
there's no easy answer.
There's no easy answer to this, because it's so permanent for what it seems to be. Like, Susanna found out her husband went behind her back and got a vasectomy. They already have 2 kids. He didn't want a third. She did. So it was like, snip, snip.
Yeah. So they talked about it several times, and he was, you know, saying he wanted to get one. She didn't think they came to a final answer, though, and then only found out about it by opening up the mail. Like, he did not tell her about it. And that's a pretty big like decision to make without even giving her a heads up. Like, hey, remember we were talking about the vasectomy? I went and got an appointment. Like, nothing.
Mm.
So here's what I'm thinking. Like, this just kind of occurred to me. What if he was thinking, I'm just going to go get this done, mm-hmm. not tell her, and then maybe we can try for a third child. It's never going to happen, and then I don't have to look like the bad guy keeping her from the family that she's always wanted.
But that's deceitful, too.
Yes, like, it is. I'm not saying that's a bad... I'm just trying to get into his headspace about why he would not tell her about that.
Then he is acting every time he knows the pregnancy test is going to be negative.
Right, which is always, I think, just, again, pointing to some pretty big, a big difference of opinion about where their family should go, and I think only a therapist can really help them sort through all those feelings.
Hey, Megan.
First off, I can't believe that he went and did it behind her back, mm-hmm. because someone had to take him to the hospital, and then someone had to bring him home.
Oh, so there's an accomplice. Yeah, an accomplice.
I took my husband. I actually watched it done.
Oh, gosh. No, thank you.
I know. He was so nervous. I'm like, I got you, fam. I'll be there.
Well, and then my mom had taken my dad, and my mom had to sign a form stating that he could get it.
Right.
So I don't know if that's the case with every doctor, but I know with some doctors that is the case.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I don't remember if we had to do that or not, but that's a good point.
And as a female, you can't get a hysterectomy or your tubes tied until you are of a certain age.
Mm-hmm.
And say you have a husband, like, because one of my friends got a hysterectomy done because she had really bad, like, endometriosis.
Right.
So, but she couldn't get anything taken out until she had a fiance or a husband. Like, doctors wouldn't do it. And she was, like, 24.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, they wouldn't
do it.
That's
interesting.
And even if they discussed it and they didn't come to a conclusion yet, and say she wasn't hearing his side and refused to do anything about it, he still should not have done it, because he doesn't respect her as a mom. He doesn't respect her as a wife. He doesn't respect her opinion or decision. And, frankly, the whole your body, your choice type ordeal only apparently applies to men. Like, no, that's not okay.
So,
and the fact that he hid it and lied is a bigger red flag than the fact that he went and got it done.
So what'd she do now?
I think that she either needs to figure out if she can forgive him or leave him, because I couldn't forgive him, especially because if he can go get a whole medical procedure without even telling me or discussing it with me and then hiding it for a long time, like, what else is he hiding?
Yeah, the secrecy around it is really problematic, and I think only a professional therapist can help them figure that out and where to go from there.
Yeah, and that's the biggest issue, is the fact that he hid it and lied.
Yes.
Megan, appreciate you.
No problem.
All right. Thank you, girl.
All right, see ya. Bye.
Bye. Again, there's no, like, I don't know where to tell her to go from here.
Well, yeah, saying his body, his choice, though, when you're in a marriage, a decision like that is affecting your family's future. And the biggest issue is that he made that decision without her, just went behind her back, didn't tell her about it at all. Ashton said, you have a right to your feelings. I would be hurt, too. You all need marriage counseling to work through this. Mm-hmm. That being said, a planned third child must be two enthusiastic yeses. It sounds like he kept telling you it was a no, but your heart couldn't take it. I get it.
Mm.
I was the enthusiastic yes in my house. My husband was a no. Mm. It hurts, but you can't compromise and have only half a child.
Yeah, that's
very true. Yeah, and Marlene was true. Like, so I understand you're upset because you were sure you could talk him into a third child. But to pack up and leave for a week makes it seem like having another child is more important than your marriage. Why did he feel he had to do it without telling you? He obviously felt like you didn't respect his decision.
Yeah.
He may have had some fear you would trap him into a third child. So take a deep breath, look at it from his perspective, sit down and have a calm conversation about it. You need to look at things from his perspective instead of your own, where you were thwarted from giving birth to a third child. Come to a calm agreement about decisions going forward and move on. Because what's done is done. But you do need to address the why did he make that major decision without you.
Yeah, I think that is it's not like he got a tattoo.
No, but as a married couple, you need to be making decisions jointly of your family.
Yeah, unless you don't see a future there. Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, well, let us know how it all works out. Sorry that, you know, you're going through this, and, you know, you can...
It's tough. I understand both sides. Like, I understand when he feels like he's done, their family feels complete to him.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, doesn't sound like anything was going to change that in his mind.
Right.
But for her, I also understand a lot of people long for, you know, a third one, feel like their family is complete. But you need to figure out, and that's tough because one person probably is going to feel like they lost and they're not fully getting what they need, or they're going to have to compromise to let the other person get what they want. That's a really tough one. And I think only a professional can help them figure out those feelings.
Yep. All right. Yeah. If you want to comment, you always can. We leave them up on the Facebook page for you to kind of peruse, or maybe if you caught part of it and you're like, ooh, I didn't get all that, or I want to make sure that I've been in this situation. I know. Just leave it up there at Ben and Kelly.